Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration, and the occasional dad joke because Matt Desch is in the house. My name is Justin Metcha. Having a great weekend here, friends. I got a very special show for you. We've got a good friend of mine and a great representative in the house. In fact, we rolled out the red carpet for this guy. Tony Brockman, Representative House District 9. Welcome to the show.
Hey, sir. How are you today?
I'm glad you're in town, man. I'm glad that I'm able to catch you for a few minutes here because, you know, you're kind of a hot commodity.
I don't know about that, but it's good to be on.
Matt, can you slip him another 20? We got to keep him here a little longer. I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Metcha with Keller Williams Realty. How about that? I got my name on the show, Tony.
Finally.
Speaking of finally, really quick announcement. This marks the fifth year for the Flat at Home Show, celebrating five.
Wow.
It's pretty
really?
Cool. In lending terms, that's 61 months. Okay. So that's a lot of months that somebody gave this guy permission to talk about real estate. That's a good amount of time. However, this actually coming up April 6th, it marks the 10-year anniversary for this guy. So it was April 6th, 10 years ago, that I received that piece of paper from the Montana Board of Realty Regulation that gave permission for me to go out there and sell houses. And more importantly, though, impact the lives of many. And so every April 6th, I throw a little party for my clients. And then a couple of years ago, that party got really big because we opened it up to the community. And so in 2019, I hosted the, if I'm not mistaken, Matt, the first lip sync battle in the Valley. If I'm not mistaken, you're a historian, Tony. Is that true? Let's just say it's true. It happened. It's on Facebook. It must be real.
It's true. If it's Facebook official, it's true.
It's true. Yeah. So the only way that you can do something cooler than that is to do it again. So this April 6th, the Flat at Home Show, and as well as my good friends over at Sunrift Beer Company, you're a fan of those guys as well, Tony.
They have darn good beer.
They do have good beer and a good community. And, of course, your friends Justin and Zena Metcha are going to host the second lip sync battle. For more information, I'd like you to register or find out more information, 406day.com, 406day.com. Okay, enough of my commercial there. Tony, let's see. We elected you to HD9, and you're representing the proud community of Evergreen and slightly beyond, correct?
Yes. Evergreen and North Kalispell.
Cool.
So starts at Meridian, includes Emmanuel Lutheran,
okay.
Logan Health,
yep.
Buffalo Hills Golf Course, Whitefish Stage, and into Evergreen all the way to the Flathead River.
And it also includes KJJR.
It does.
Yeah, this studio is in your district.
We are in the heart of my district.
Thanks for repping us, homie.
Thank you.
So what the Helena is happening in Helena? That was a headline for you there, Matt. If we were just the newspaper.
let me start at the top. So we have... this session has been a bit of a busy one. We mm-hmm. have over 4,600 bill drafts.
Wow.
So that's basically 4,600 ideas that get put on paper, ready to be turned into laws.
Law or legislation.
Bills, laws. If you remember Schoolhouse Rock.
Right.
We're at the start of
that. I'm just the bill on Capitol Hill, right?
Yep.
Except for it's him and 4,599 of his friends.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a lot of bills.
So introduced bills, we have... 1,413 as of a couple of Fridays ago, and transmitted to the second chamber as of transmittal break is 825. That is a lot of legislation.
Wait a minute. Let's funnel this down. We started with a big number, 4,500, 4,600.
Yeah.
And you got down to 800.
800.
So that's a lot of bills that don't see Capitol Hill or don't get beyond those steps.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow, you're a busy guy. That's a lot of reading. Do you
yeah.
get like an audiobook version?
I wish. We'll look for a funding source audiobooks.
That's right. I'm going to submit that as a bill. I would like these down on audio so that I can listen to all of this stuff while I drive.
It's true.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Now, is that an abnormal amount or is that like, are we kind of seeing record numbers here?
We are seeing record numbers. I think last year, the year before... they only saw 2,500, which
okay.
is
still a
large number.
Yeah.
People this session have, representatives and senators have a lot of ideas. So
I suppose that's a good thing. You know, ideas are good. I mean, I guess even bad ideas are at least ideas, right?
Well, every idea needs to be determined whether it's a good idea or not.
There you go. And that's what you do.
Yeah.
So you determine good ideas.
All
and you thought it was a good idea to join me on the radio station this weekend? Okay.
It's always a good idea to see my friend Justin.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm going to use that as an endorsement one day. It'll be on my business card. Justin Matcha, realtor. Always a good idea to talk. No, anyways, go on to more important things. So share with us a couple of these ideas.
So I'll talk about the budget surplus. The budget surplus, the state of Montana currently has $2.5 billion in excess money.
So, wow. I wish I had that problem. That's a B with a billion with a B.
A billion with a B.
2.5 B.
Yeah.
Excess.
Yeah.
Hey, friends.
So what we've got, there's a couple of ideas surrounding that, as you can imagine.
I have an idea.
The bulk of that money is going to be returned to taxpayers, both property taxpayers and income taxpayers. And for your audience, the state primarily is funded on income tax.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To the tune of like 70% of the budget is funded by income tax.
Okay.
Property taxes go to the local counties. So
right.
Your schools, your county governments, that type of stuff.
Okay.
Bills are still being worked out. Numbers are still being calculated. But we believe that the average homeowner will receive between $500 and $1,000 back.
Wow.
Again, that's good money to have.
So if you're people like Matt Dash who own 20 homes, he's going to see some refunds. Huh? That's a slight exaggeration. It's basically 19 more than he has.
It's true. It's true.
Okay.
And
see, I'm
then,
good with math as well.
I am too. That's why I have a liberal arts degree.
That's why you're in Helena and I'm not.
And then, again, numbers are still being worked out, but the average individual should receive about $1,250 back, and couples filing jointly should receive about $2,500 back.
Wow, that's cool. Awesome. Hey, Tony, we got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. However, when we get back, you mind sharing with us a few more things that are happening in Helena?
Absolutely.
Tony Brockman, House District Representative 9, in the house with us on the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. In the studio with me, the man from Helena, Tony Brockman. Do you like how I did that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. however, I would prefer if you said the man from Evergreen.
Yeah. Well, no, he's it's like Mr. Washington. Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and this is Mr. Brockman goes to Helena. Yeah, you grew up in Evergreen, and now you have the opportunity to represent the great people of Evergreen.
I do. It is an incredible privilege.
That's cool.
And one that I relish every single day.
You know what, Tony? I'm going to go back in time just a little bit. You ran a very awesome campaign prior to HD9 for county commissioner.
Yes, in 2020.
Several of us, very, very proud of you for doing that. I mean, you ran a great campaign. It was a close race. It was a nice, humble reminder that every vote counts.
Every vote counts, yes.
Some of them count twice.
Not in Montana. Not in Montana.
It depends on the machines, right? Anyways, I'll take off my tinfoil hat. it's kind of true, though. Anyways, it was a cool moment of democracy, really, to be your supporter, to be a fan, to be a friend, and to watch you go through that. I really tip my hat to you. It's a good thing. And what I really appreciate is that you got back up on your own two feet and you said, I'm still going to serve these people. And you found an opportunity right here, House District 9.
Absolutely. It's a great fit for me.
Yep.
I was born and raised just a couple of miles from the studio on Solberg Drive in Evergreen. And, got out there, knocked doors, and really that's where you hear people's greatest concerns, which for the community of Evergreen is community safety, both law enforcement and first responders.
Sure.
And we have incredible law enforcement and first responders in spades. And then, people's property taxes, people are worried about that. And so those are the things that I think about every single day while I'm serving in Helena. How can we make living in the Flathead more affordable as it once was?
Yeah, or better. Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, or better. There's even though we have a tendency to look at all this through, you know, flathead colored glasses. It's beautiful. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to work and play and a great place to raise a family. It still has its issues.
Absolutely.
Know? And of course, growth it can inspire a lot of those issues as well. And we saw a tremendous amount of growth in the last couple of years. And I'm glad you're there advocating the changes or the maintenance that we need, especially particularly Evergreen.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are pretty fortunate to live in the Flathead, and it's always important to remind ourselves of the incredible opportunities we still have in the Flathead.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I hate sitting in traffic and all that, I would much rather be in a positive position
right.
as opposed to seeing companies leave because of there, bad yeah. economic conditions.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So instead, we're continuing to have conversation around what is it that we do to maintain this lifestyle and advocate it for the future.
Absolutely.
A couple of things happening in the Evergreen area specifically, and then we've got a break for the weekend. However, you want to hang out? Should we have you on next weekend as well?
Why not?
We'll make it up round two with Brockman. Tony, give us an example of something specific to Evergreen, and unfortunately, we're going to have to come back next weekend and talk about it more. However, tease us with what will happen next weekend. How about that?
Absolutely. So one of my big pieces of legislation this session was House Bill 472, which okay. appropriates $1 million for sidewalks in Evergreen from about Meadowlark up to Flathead Electric, which...
That's a pretty congested area.
It is.
And if you got kids walking in that area without the proper, protection or access, it could be problematic.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
I love it.
On average, about 20,000 vehicles cross or drive on
that stretch.
Yeah, right. On that stretch every single day.
Right.
And a lot of them aren't going 35. They're going 45, 55 miles an hour. And we just want to make sure that kids in Evergreen right. have safe routes to schools.
Love it. I'm pretty sure the community gets behind that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Tony, join us next weekend and let's pick up this conversation. Let's talk a little bit more about that particular plan and other ideas that you have for Evergreen. Sound good?
Great.
Awesome. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio this weekend with us, Tony Brockman, the representative, House District 9. And of course, hey friends, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey Flathead.
Welcome home.